Band of Brothers by Stephen Ambrose, read by Tim Jerome. Disc 1.
From this day to the ending of the world, we in it shall be remembered, we band of brothers. Henry V, William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. We wanted those wings. Camp Tekoa, July through December 1942. The men of Easy Company, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division, U.S. Army, came from different backgrounds, different parts of the country. They were farmers and coal miners, mountain men and sons of the Deep South. Some were desperately poor, others from the middle class. One came from Harvard, one from Yale, a couple from UCLA. Only one was from the old army. Only a few came from the National Guard or Reserves. They were citizen soldiers. They came together in the summer of 1942, by which time the Europeans had been at war for 3 years. By the late spring of 1944, they had become an elite company of airborne light infantry. Early on the morning of D-Day, in its first combat action, Easy captured and put out of action a German battery of 405mm cannon that were looking down on Utah Beach. The company led the way into Carentan, fought in Holland, held the perimeter at Bastogne, led the counteroffensive in the Battle of the Bulge, fought in the Rhineland campaign, and took Hitler's Eagle's Nest at Berchtesgaden. It had taken almost 150% casualties. At the peak of its effectiveness, in Holland in October 1944, and in the Ardennes in January 1945, it was as good a rifle company as there was in the world. The job completed, the company disbanded, the men went home. Each of the 140 men and 7 officers who formed the original company followed a different route to its birthplace, Camp Tekoa, Georgia, but they had some things in common. They were young, born since the Great War. They were white because the U.S. Army in World War II was segregated. With 3 exceptions, they were unmarried. Most had been hunters and athletes in high school. They were special in their values. They put a premium on physical well-being, hierarchical authority, and being part of an elite unit. They were idealists, eager to merge themselves into a group of